This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
Oh, yeah.
Hour number three. Coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Oh, yes, indeed it does. This stuff is so good. Now, I was supposed to go to the range this past weekend. I didn't get to because somebody changed the locks. JT will be dealing with them later. But Frog Lube was, you know, I had it set and ready to go. I may clean them just because it's nice to have them clean. I need to get a couple of them ready to go anyway because I'll be carrying a couple of handguns and one rifle with me to the NRA meetup. You know, just in case. This starts to work. Check them out at froglube.com. I'm a little, you know, I've been watching a lot of these things about these social justice warriors that are on campus today. Found these two quotes. We make men without chests and expect of them virtue and enterprise. We laugh at honor and are shocked to find traitors in our midst. That was by C.S. Lewis. And then from Eric Hoffer, an empty head is not really empty. It is stuffed with rubbish. Hence the difficulty of forcing anything into an empty head. College-age children and, to a certain degree, people in high school and everything else, they're no longer taught, you know, things like patriotism or morality or honor or self-reliance. They're not taught economics. They're not taught about the Constitution. The boys aren't taught to be men, and the girls aren't taught to be women. In fact, if you find kids who know anything about these subjects, it is almost certainly because their parents bent over backwards to jam that knowledge into their heads. We used to inculcate these values in schools and church and via entertainment. In those days, it was very different, and in many ways, it was a better world. Leftists try to portray everything that happened in America's past as evil and backward. But when you look at statistics like from Charles Murray's outstanding book, Coming Apart, The State of White America, 1960 to 2010, try and tell me that this country hasn't gone downhill in the values that we teach our kids. It's one reason I like the old movies. It was a different time. We existed on a different plane, if you will. You get a sense of how different the attitudes were in the 60s. Let me throw this at you. These ever-married women were asked, in your opinion, do you think it is all right for a woman to have sexual relations before marriage with a man she knows she is going to marry? 86% said no. But in 1970, marriage took a nosedive that lasted for nearly 20 years. Among all Caucasians ages 30 to 49, only 13% were not living with spouses as of 1970. 20 years later, that proportion had more than doubled to 27%. A change in a core social institution that has few precedents for magnitude and speed. Andrew Breitbart once said that politics is downstream from culture. So it's not that shocking that the millennials lean to the left because they're constantly having that bombarded upon them. shoved down their throats by the schools and their favorite musicians in Hollywood. It's a big surprise that 51% of millennials do not support capitalism, said no one. Because we allow honest-to-goodness communists to teach them in college. And the left are publicly extolling the virtues of socialist hellholes like Cuba and Venezuela all along. And we're sitting back going, how's school? The greatest generation grew up storming Normandy and fighting the Japanese across the Pacific. Today, people of that same age group who did that in their teens, in their early 20s, a lot of them feel unsafe if someone disagrees with what they're saying or speaks at an event that they don't have to attend on their campus. Even that will make them feel unsafe. What about morality? Children grow up today being told that morality is wrong because morality demands judgment. Hugh Hewitt said, my analysis is that most faith-based systems depend upon an absolute moral order. The declaration of things are as absolutely evil or absolutely good as sin or virtue puts liberalism into a horrible position because it's founded on no judgment on anything. So as a result, any faith that is seriously practiced or understood is a challenge to the politics that depend upon constituencies that would rather not be told that their choices are bad and lives are not virtuous. Evan Sayat noted that everything the left teaches their kids is backwards. He said, justice demands that the good and hardworking be rewarded and the evil and lazy be punished. Modern leftism demands that the good and hardworking be punished as the recipients of an unfair advantage and the evil and the lazy be rewarded. Their acts of evil and their failure, all the proof that the modern left needs that somehow they have been victimized by forces out of their control. In the 1960s, and I was one of these kids doing this, kids dreamt of building rockets and going to the moon. Today, they're trying to figure out what they are as far as gender. They're trying to figure out which bathroom they should or should not be using. This, believe it or not, is not an improvement at all. And this is where snowflakes come from. It's where the victimhood mentality comes from. It's why so many kids think they're entitled to have whatever they want based on what we can only assume is the sheer gratitude the rest of us should have for their very existence. I get around millennials a little bit. I can tell you that they are not a doomed generation. They're not all snowflakes. They can be just as successful as past generations of America. But to make that happen, we got to quit going with the flow. We got to quit doing the easy thing. We have to teach young America about the values that have made this the most successful, prosperous nation on the planet. And we need to begin by challenging the victim mentality that's pushed upon the millennials. We need to tell them, don't feel sorry for yourself. Don't ever seek pity from other people. What are you talking about, a marginalized group of people, when you're in a university? How can you be marginalized and pay $50,000 a year in tuition? How is that marginalizing? We should be cutting the funding of state-run colleges, which discriminate against anybody. And if leftist kids keep tearing up Berkeley every term, or every time that a conservative speaks there, maybe Trump should send the National Guard to keep order and protect the First Amendment right. We've got to teach them about capitalism. We've got to teach them about Christianity. We've got to teach them about love of country, because that's what we are built upon. When the going gets tough, the snowflakes will melt, without a doubt. And what are we left with? Now, those same people, if they were taught good conservative values, if they were taught what it means to be an adult, what it means to be American, then they will stand tall, even if it isn't easy. And then we will truly have accomplished something stupendous. When we get back, we're going to talk about the limitations of Stand Your Ground law. Just because there are some, and we need to go over them. But that's coming up next. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for their glass. With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed it does. Indeed it does. Been using it for 5 years. Check them out at froglube.com. Stand your ground. Stand your ground is a very good thing. Because for some people, they have no choice. For some people, they can't run. For some people, they're in a wheelchair. Some people, they're old. Mothers with multiple children that are young, they can't run. So standing their ground is really all they have. But it also establishes your right to defend yourself from an attack by a violent person. And in an ideal world, no one would ever have to cause fear to fear for their safety. But since we live very differently from how we should, that isn't the case in the all too real life, because there are bad people out there. In the states where these kind of statutes exist, the general gist is that a person can defend themselves anywhere they are attacked with lethal force if necessary. Anywhere you can legally be without committing a crime, you can defend yourself. Now, when you look at the exact wording and the little various mechanisms and means and everything else, the law differs from state to state. Some give a person a very wide latitude, more so than others. Some states also have a stand your ground law established by case law rather than by legislation. These laws, however, are not 100% foolproof absolute. They do have their limitations, just as Castle Doctrine laws do. So it behooves a person to do their homework and familiarize themselves with the appropriate laws in their city and state, especially if you plan to put on a concealed carry holster and carry a gun. As a civilian, knowing when you can and cannot shoot it's almost as important as knowing how to shoot, if not more so. So just like almost all state self-defense laws, stand your ground laws require that any use of force be preceded by a reasonable fear of death or severe injury prior to initiating force on anyone. Therefore, you would have to have a reasonable fear that you will be killed or severely injured before you act. Back in 2014, retired police captain Curtis Reeves, 74, was involved in a shooting at a movie theater. He had been arguing with another moviegoer, one Chad Olson, about texting during the movie. When the other patron threw his popcorn at Reeves, Reeves drew his pistol and shot, killing Olson. He claimed he was acting within the purview of the Florida Stand Your Ground law. I didn't agree with that when I heard that, and neither did the state of Florida or the court. And in March of this year, he was scheduled to stand trial for second-degree murder. The judge and the jury didn't buy the argument, according to the Tampa Bay Times. And there was video surveillance of the incident, and that didn't corroborate Reed's version of events or that anything worse than a bit of popcorn was sent his way. While Florida's law has been criticized for being a bit too permissive, there have been people convicted in that state of acting outside the bounds of the statute. So cases from that state tend to be the most widely disseminated, as the Gunshine State's law is one of the earliest examples of Stand Your Ground or Castle Doctrine. One, Michael Dunn, was convicted of first-degree murder as well as other charges in 2014 as a result of a November 12, 2012 incident in Jacksonville that involved Dunn. According to NBC in Miami, Dunn got into an argument with several teenagers in an SUV over their playing music too loud. Dunn claimed he saw something resembling a gun as one of the young men in the car rolled their window down. He fired 10 shots into the car, killing 17-year-old Jordan Davis. Dunn never called the cops to report the incident, instead heading straight back to his hotel room with his fiancée. Now, as a concealed carrier, me knowing my bounds means that if I hear this kind of thing or if I see this kind of thing, I'm not going to approach the vehicle that's playing the music too loud. I'm going to walk away from the vehicle because I'm supposed to not get involved in things that might cause issues. If you do that, then you are not standing your ground. You are instigating. These were outside the bounds of what could be called self-defense, and in both incidents, the law was invoked after both parties initiated a conflict with the parties that became deceased. So, in both incidents, there was nothing that could reasonably be considered a legitimate threat to life or limb, especially since they were the ones that caused the incident in the first place. Now, someone's now dead over something incredibly stupid. These laws exist to give you legal protection for a person who responded to a real threat of life or limb, not as a means to shoot people over a trifle. Shooting people is not a trifling thing. If you are someone who thinks you could do it and do it often, if you actually pulled that off, I can tell you right now, you are not normal. Something is wrong with you. If you do it and you go through the change, as I call it, you are normal. The change is horrible, though. A responsible citizen will know not to get into this kind of situation. Quibbling with others, no matter how attractive that may seem, is never going to be worth it. And certainly, drawing your weapon on somebody over texting in a movie theater or playing music too loud, really? And there's so many other ways that you don't go that route. Oh, goodness gracious. But, you know, all that being aside, I just sort of sit back and I look at this stuff. And I really wonder. I know that most of us, like 99.9% of us don't do that. It's that 0.01% of us that do that concern me. Now, when we get back, coming up on the next break, when we get back, coming out of the School of Journalism, he is postulating that it is more dangerous to have the NRA in the United States than it is to have the Islamic State. Now, I've heard of extreme positions before, but this one is sort of taking the cake for me. We'll be right back.
Of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom, one gun, one gunsmith. Born out of friendship, with personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. Crackandpop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business, so make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation vegetation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-958-9659. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-958-9659. That's 1-800-958-9659. 1-800-958-9659.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
That is 100% absolutely true. If you know what you're doing when applying Frog Lube, which is very hard not to do to get it right, the way it works is you smear it on there, you wipe it down, and then you leave a nice thin coat of it, and it's going to be there through thick and thin until you use it. Then you're never going to have an issue. And that's why I use it. That's why I love it. Check them out, froglube.com. There is a professor emeritus, which means nobody listens to him anymore, but they can't get rid of him technically. So now he is a professor emeritus, and he is suggesting that the NRA is more dangerous than ISIS. Writing in the Missourian, he observed, and I quote, "The Islamic State of Iraq and Syria is a terrorist organization founded in 1999, headquartered in Syria, and feared around the world. The NRA was founded in 1891, actually 1871, prof, headquartered in Fairfax, Virginia, and is feared by politicians across America. What makes the Islamic State so feared is its willingness to kill in pursuit of its goal to create a fundamentalist caliphate. What makes the NRA so feared is its willingness to spend heavily and campaign aggressively
in pursuit of its goal of removing all restrictions on the possession and use of firearms just about anywhere by just about anyone. Notice how he went from wrong information, which was the founding date of the NRA, to unsubstantiated claims that they want to allow possession and use of firearms just about anywhere and just about anyone. And if that is actually the case, if he's saying that the NRA is pushing for that, then I would have to say 30,000 rules, regulations, and laws later, they have failed. And I would expect a professor to know the difference. In reality, the NRA fights for the enforcement of the law and the prosecution of gun-wielding bad guys almost feverishly. And that's only equaled by its defense of law-abiding citizens' right to keep and bear arms. Kennedy's language purposely muddies that water and then misses the point, and then he moves on to continue on. He then claims the number of Americans killed by ISIS jihadists since 9/11 is nine. Nine. Less than 10. All just the first numerals in our number system. 0, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. He thinks it's nine. He actually links to a Euronews source and claims only nine Americans have been killed by ISIS jihadists since the terror attacks on New York City in 2001. What about that ISIS sympathizer dude who killed 49 people at the Orlando Pulse Club? How about that cat? The gunman was kind enough because while everybody's sitting around normally going, it's very hard to discern what his motive was. He made a phone call to the cops and announced his allegiance to ISIS leader Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi. And, you know, that attack is not the only one that could be mentioned to disprove Kennedy and his Euronews source. His purpose is claiming only nine Americans killed by terrorists is really to set up a second point that 11,737 Americans are murdered each year with guns. That figure is actually close to the truth. The average number of firearm-related homicides hovers around 10.5 to 11.5 annually. Of that number, however, those are actually deaths, not murders. Some of them are justified homicides. So, you know, many of these homicides occur in gang-related or gang-riddled cities like Chicago and Baltimore. Chicago in 2016, 800 homicides there, 300 in Baltimore. So a tenth of our nation's homicides, occurred in two Democrat-controlled cities. And they look to gun control as the solution for the failure of, well, you know, gun control. NRA, as does everybody who is a gun owner out there, supports harsh penalties for people who use guns in crime. But individuals like U.S. Attorney Zachary Farden, former head prosecutor for those committing federal gun crimes in Chicago, did not make the prosecution of gun crimes a priority, according to the Chicago Sun-Times. Their prosecution of federal gun crimes became so lax that the Chicago Police Board Chairman Lori Lightfoot addressed efforts to rein in the city's relentless violence by saying, we need to have more federal gun prosecutions in Chicago. Our federal partners from the U.S. Attorney's Office, the ATF, the FBI, need to be much more invested in this overall strategy. Chicago Police Department cannot tackle this issue by itself. The point here is that there is very simply a reality which shows the NRA defending natural rights while simultaneously supporting harsh penalties for gun crime, and there is make-believe, which pretends the NRA wants to allow anyone and everyone to own a gun. And at the same time, there is ISIS, a group hell-bent on killing Western infidels wherever they can. It is harder for ISIS to fulfill their goals if their would-be victims are armed. Now, to go back to this point, what this guy is talking about is just stupid. Like I said, I pointed out about the snowflakes out there today. One of the things the snowflakes like to talk about is a safe space, which are what gun-free zones are supposed to be. They're supposed to be a safe space. Here's the problem with a safe space. There is a way to have a safe space. You need to be able to be welded into some
metal enclosure where no one can get to you. Welded, not put in, not put in a door or anything else. And then understand this, that is safe as long as nobody knows you're in there. And then if they figure it out, they can open it if they have time. So safe spaces are a myth. The idea that you either have this professor who thinks that by, he looks at ISIS and says, these guys are okay, basically. And he says the NRA is more dangerous. And then he completely gerrymanders his statistics to find exactly what it is he wants. He finds one source that will say what he wants them to say. And he rolls with that, and that's his empirical research. And then he gets out there and he describes to you what it would take to have a safe space. Reality is there are no safe spaces. There are moments of safety that you may enjoy. Normally, those are going to be enjoyed right after you have killed a violent offender. And everybody's coming down. Everybody's, you know, the being all jacked up and everything is working its way down. But it is definitely, without a doubt, not something that exists that we can simply say, this is your safe space, go here, you will be safe. Whoever we're telling this to, whether it is grown-ups out of college or kids in college or children in an elementary school, that is a lie. Absolute and total. There are no safe spaces. Get that in your head. Understand it. Know it. Live it. Learn it. Because that's just simply the way it is. I mean, not my rules. Not even my circus. But I do believe that is the truth. Coming up on the last moment where I hand this back to Genesis Communications Network. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you, too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey water filtration systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Time on the firing line. Coming to you live from the second call defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yeah, it does. And this is what makes it so good. It is so resistant to the environment, wherever you are. Sand, mud, water, doesn't matter. It's going to take care of your weapon, make it run, help it run, make it more combat effective. Check them out, froglube.com. I know he's gone, but we need to take a moment and we need to examine our former president as he is gone, because we will see somebody like him again. They will have someone. I mean, part of the problem the Democrats had was who they fielded, because they never had anyone that was as brilliant a choice as Barack Obama. Not because of what he was. What he was a socialist and a communist and a whole bunch of other ists and a liar and, completely unconstitutional, a lot of things. But I'm just talking about what the man himself was. When he came into this, he was very much a mystery man. There was no viable paper trail about him. Nobody could say for sure who he is. He was able to manifest multiple identities, a Christian, a Muslim, a secularist, a socialist, a humanist, an intellectual, a man of the people, you know. His lack of definable substance, his inner absence, was an important political advantage. As he confessed or boasted in The Audacity of Hope, this layering of anonymities enabled him to serve as a blank screen on which people of vastly different political stripes could project their own views. He was trying to be their reflection. So, do you understand the genius of that? When you've got people that want to blame someone else and you walk up on somebody who's going to parrot what you just said and agree with you, instead of starting the conversation, you know, Donald Trump, the way Donald Trump won, was he was speaking to fears and frustrations of people, and then they would speak up. But no, Obama would let them step forward first. He had a very enigmatic personality. And, you know, the antecedents about him were an issue most people are reluctant to talk about, pursue, sometimes out of indifference, or partisan allegiance, or fear of ridicule, because he was so popular. He represents one of the most pivotal moments in American history, where we saw a polarizing cipher with a neo-Marxist blueprint reduce this country to a social, political, and economic wasteland. He doesn't get very much traction in the news these days, because very few wish to investigate his shadowy heritage or confront the ongoing implications of the debacle he was instrumental in causing or to pursue its resolution. The unwillingness to grapple with what he signifies, in fact, he personifies it, is a sign of the failure of political will, a tendency to allow a crucial feature of our very existence to subside and fade away as the fickle electorate gets out there and looks at the latest and the newest and everything else. It fades into memory. Nothing to see here. But there is more to see than meets the eye. The question that may exercise future historians is how a man so obviously unfit for the presidency and so patently, you know, inimical to the well-being of the nation could have been elected twice. Was the race card instrumental to persuade a nation to embrace 8 years of mayhem? Could a voting majority have been swept up in an access of reparation euphoria? Did John Dewey's progressivist education gradually work to dumb down a significant portion of the electorate, rendering it susceptible to this kind of socialist manipulation? Was the influence of the Frankfurt School and its leftist agenda powerful enough to subvert the academy, the press, the entertainment industry, culture at large, and transform a free democratic society into a nascent authoritarian entity? All of that came into play, but likely could not have borne their tainted fruit if not for Obama appearing on the scene. Like a diabolus ex machina. Or McKenna, excuse me. He acted as both a catalyst and the personification, the embodiment of the looming catastrophe. The fact that there is very little in the way of reliable biographical informative data, vital records were and are either disputed or inaccessible, was not the liability you might have imagined. It might have been the critical factor in determining his electoral triumphs and the, you know, the malign consequences that inevitably followed. But he's possessing of a very of an emptiness that holds the key to the ease with which he has managed to deceive and exploit his way to the presidency. His blankness reflects elite America's loss of self-identity. They have a conviction that its own historical birth doesn't really matter any longer, that it's a cultural shapeshifter, and the Constitution is a living document, a kind of digital facsimile. The origins and principles are immaterial to the present time and can be made up as we go along. The election of Obama, his current standing among the left, and the basilisk glare of the Alinskyite elite or media would seem to imply that we have no confidence in our own law and custom and traditions We don't believe ourselves to be exceptional anymore. We don't have a manifest destiny. America, for the blank screen, is a fluid scrim, which it can project whatever character or identity they want to be. And in this case, as it happens, not a laudatory, but a pejorative one. A slavocracy, an imperial aggressor, a fascist monstrosity. Farrakhan's most rotten nation on earth, a nation that must be apologized for and that must undergo a fundamental transformation. Anything that might spring from an ideologically twisted imagination of an empty vessel. So who is Obama? That is a question that has to be asked and deserves an answer. He's not a footnote. He's the explanatory text, and it needs to be understood. He's not a thing of the past. He's a function of the president, and he is the harbinger of what may lay in the future. The book of the American left could be titled The Dreams of From My President, because Obama is part of the new America. He represents it. The America of the Democratic and much of the Republican parties of the so-called deep state, the coastal elites, the social justice warriors, the Antifa thugs, the decadent academy, the feminist mafia, and the fake news media, a country intent on shedding their value like a snake sheds its skin. And he may remain a conundrum, but the plop, you know, his avatar is no mystery. He should not be permitted to hang out in Polynesia as a figure no longer especially newsworthy or deserving of public concern. He is the face of Obama America. That's why we need to examine him. That's why we got to look at it. We got to pull it apart. Recognize it for what it is. The phenomena that brought him, the phenomena that kept him. Lots. We can look at everything out there, but hey, he got voted for twice. We need to examine that. Back again in 21 hours between now and then, please, if you will, remember this. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry. Copying no one and with value exceeding everyone, their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.